Welcome to a brand new week. Hope you are well. It's also a brand new month, or at least the second day of a month. Episode 1675. So grateful to be able to make this program for you every single day. I am actually in Santa Barbara this week. I am filming two new courses that I'm excited to share with you. I've been making a bunch of different courses and educational materials this year. Last month, we released Idea to Income, the text message course, which is super fun. You can see that at courses.sidehustleschool.com. And I've also been doing a bunch of stuff for LinkedIn Learning. So if you have a LinkedIn premium account, you should have access to see all of that there completely free. So now I'm working on some new stuff. I will share that with you at some point. But in the meantime, today we have a listener question about personalized meditation. Okay. Now, millions of people use meditation apps. I sometimes do myself. I actually used Headspace every single day for a year, a couple years ago. Might there be some room for a more personalized solution? That's kind of what our caller is wondering. It's cool that there, you know, are millions of people using the same meditation apps and therefore the same meditations, but might there be room for something more personalized? So I always love hearing about creative, interesting, unconventional ideas. That's what we've got here. Let's see if there's some merit to it. And if there is, what might be the next step for her? Now, as always with these questions, it's not just about the single question for the single listener. It's about how can you learn to think this way? How can you apply these ideas to something you're working on or something you're thinking about? So I encourage you always to ponder that as you hear these conversations. Okay, today's question, how can I market a personalized meditation app? That question and my answer is coming right up.
Hi there, Chris. This is Chelsea from Santa Barbara, and I've been listening to the show for a couple years now. Millions of people use commercial apps like Headspace and Calm to explore meditation, and that's a great start. But those apps are created for the masses, and my idea is something different. Personalized meditation plans for companies, groups, and organizations. I figure that each group has unique challenges, and a recorded meditation practice that addresses them more specifically would be a cool investment in human resources for forward-thinking companies. How can I sell this idea? Thanks, Chris.
Well, here's what I think. I don't think it's an easy moneymaker. I don't think it's the kind of thing where, you know, Chelsea's going to be pulling in money hand over fist with her personalized meditations. But I also wouldn't write it off entirely. And as we have seen in all the archives, so many different crazy stories, anything is possible. So if Chelsea does end up making... what was it, that hand over fist money? Let me know and I will update everybody. So as to how she would do it, I think Chelsea's on the right track in terms of thinking about companies and groups. Because, you know, personalized meditation for individuals, you know, it's going to have to be a pretty high price service. So you're going to have to sell a lot to a lot of individuals. And then how do you actually make it personalized? You know, how does that actually scale if you're trying to reach individuals? Well, then you end up trying to make an app like Headspace or Calm, which I'm sure there are many other apps as well, but you know, those companies make hundreds of millions of dollars. They have, you know, put a lot into this. So focusing on companies and groups, HR departments and so on, I think that's interesting. Otherwise, she's probably best off trying to build her platform as an expert on meditation who has something different to offer, regardless of what the ultimate service is. That could involve social media posting, a newsletter, maybe a YouTube channel, you know, pretty much anything someone who wants to build a platform for themselves should do. Oh, maybe a podcast. That's right. Can't forget that. So the point is not necessarily focusing on what is the actual service offering, but how can I build my expertise, my authority, so that I have the ability to offer perhaps a variety of products and services at some point. Couple different paths there. As I said, I don't think it'll be the easiest thing to do, but I also wouldn't write it off. Good luck, Chelsea. Good luck, everyone else out there. I am cheering you on every day. If you have a question or a comment, an idea to share, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature them along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. Thank you so much. Do something for yourself today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.